The Cap of J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
Good morning, everyone!
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Oh, God. Welcome in to the Captain J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you on a Tuesday. Open phone lines for you, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. You can watch the show. Thanks so much for keeping the conversation going every single day. And Cap, after watching the two Monday night games, and they were blowouts, but what I glean from it is every time I watch a game that's not the Bears, you know what I see? Vertical offense. I see a little razzle-dazzle defensively. I see innovation offensively. I see 2022 offense. And so it shows you, not just in the division with Green Bay or Detroit or Minnesota, but all throughout the league, Cap, you start to see how offenses are able to move the ball down the field. Why does that happen? It happens because of weapons. It happens because of smart innovation by the offensive coordinators. And again, we watch the Bears, and it just shows you how far behind they are and how they've got to catch up to be like one of these teams that we saw even last night.
Watching those games, watching the weekend, I am more convinced than ever we don't have enough talent to be competitive with most teams in the league. And it's amazing to me the number of people that are out there going, oh, I think we can win 9, 10, 11 football games. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
What are you watching? And this is not a slam on Ryan Poles or Matt Eberflus or Luke Getsy. Every year it's, well, we got to get rid of Nagy. He's an idiot. We got to get rid of Pace. He's an idiot. Let's get rid of Emery. He's an idiot. John Fox stinks. Mark Trestman. Jerry. Stop. You have to build this thing the right way. Ryan Pace had his shot. He failed. He's gone. Ryan Poles took over a dead-ass franchise.
Yeah.
In terms of talent. Dead. They're paying $63 million to guys that don't play here. That's what they think of some of the guys they got rid of and the situation they inherited. Hey, guess what? Let's pay Nick Foles to go play for Indianapolis. Hey, guess what? Khalil Mack, we pay you this. He plays for San Diego, or the Chargers now. It is what it is, folks. I love that you're optimistic and you're passionate, it's your team, but you've got to be better at being realistic at what this roster is. Because I had that tape on yesterday. The All-22 is dropping this morning, and I'm going to break down the entire thing. We are a lousy football team, not because we're poorly coached. We're not. Not because we're poorly generally managed. We're not. We don't have talent. Did you watch A.J. frickin' Brown yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
They got him doubled. Well, we'll throw to Devontae Smith. Oh, we got Miles Sanders. Oh, Jalen Hurts in year three with weapons. Amazing concept. He looks a hell of a lot better. Huh. Let's look at Buffalo. Josh Allen's numbers as a rookie. People were writing, yeah, I don't know about this Josh Allen guy. He's erratic. He's this. They have talent now. They paid a price. They got Stephon Diggs, and they got McKenzie, and they got this guy, and they got that. You're like, whoa, look at all the talent that they've amassed. We don't have that talent. I watched a clip yesterday where Mustafa's on his ass. Boom, down he goes. Kenny Clark, get off of me. Shoves him, one arm, down. Oh, Mustafa's not good enough. Okay, Lucas Patrick right next to him. He's the next guy pancaked right on the ground. It is what it is, folks. We're not being negative. We're being honest. There's not enough talent on the godforsaken roster. Let the man who's generally managing it have some time here. Let him build it. They got space on the cap. They're going to have a high draft pick. We aren't good enough.
Chris Collinsworth on the NBC broadcast on Sunday, who's doing the game with Mike Tirico, said this. He says, the Bears are building this thing the right way. This is toward the end of the game because he knew it was out of reach. He said at the time in the first quarter, look at this Bears team. They believe because the Bears actually were moving the football and they were up 7-3 after the first quarter. And so when he says the Bears are building this the right way because everybody sees it. Now, some want to turn a blind eye to it because you want gratification right away for your favorite football team if you're a Bears fan. I totally get that. But ultimately, as much as you hate the redo over and over again every 3 or 4 years, right? Yeah, I know you don't like it, but this is where you are. For those that were pounding the pulpit talking about how we want to get change, we're tired of Nagy and Pace. Okay, well, this is what change looks like. This is what change looks like. You actually had talent on the football team, and you still couldn't get out of neutral. You know, I mean, you have Allen Robinson on this team. Whatever you think of Allen Robinson now, he was supposed to be the number one receiver on this football team. You had Khalil Mack, who was a monster. The guy's destined for the Hall of Fame. You had Akeem Hicks. The list goes on and on of actual talent that you had. But again, when you have no imagination offensively, this is what it looks like. Like, okay, we're going to clear the decks, and then next year we're going to have salary cap space, and you move forward. We can judge it from there. But I understand what this season is. I think we all do, but some do not want to have that reality cap. The alternate reality of saying, no, this team is going to be good. And you know what they base it on, Cap? And we went through this. I think that they base it on the schedule. They say, well, look at these teams. It's some last place teams or teams that are rebuilding. You know, people didn't think much about Miami. Atlanta's on the schedule as well. They look like, you know, the Bears can win some of these coin flip games. You can win the coin flip game if you have the talent to do so. That's what it comes down to.
Well said.
So, I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, and again, I said 7-10. That was my official record for the Bears. And 7 might be a little bit much because the over-under was 6 or 6.5, depending on where you went. So I went 7. They probably will win less than that, and they will win less than that if they don't have something offensively. Let me just tell you, looking at those numbers against the Packers, that's not good enough. For Justin Fields and that offense, not good enough. You're not going to beat anybody that way. Nobody.
Go back, and again, the All-22 will be out today, and I'm going to do a whole breakdown of it. I'll post it. Go back. There are multiple times where Justin actually had a little bit of time. EQ Brown, there's no one from here to freaking Northbrook.
Mm-hmm.
Dante Pettis, there's no one from here to Orland Park. Let's be honest here. I like this kid, and I think he has a chance. He's been running for his life a lot.
Yep.
He played an awful football game on Sunday night. Awful. He had opportunities to make some plays, did not get it done. Now, again, they don't have enough talent. They just don't. People out there who are talented, I think there's talent there. We've got Braxton. So what we're saying is, that the rest of the league is all wrong, and every move we made is the right one.
Well, some Bears fans are hoping for a charm season. You get that, right?
I do.
But, like, the average Bears fan looks at it and says, you know what? This is new and fresh. This team's going to be better than Nagy. This is going to be better than Nagy's 4 years. Well, I mean, I would say that very well could happen, but just not in year one.
Exactly.
Year
like,
two,
I expect
year three.
A big jump.
Yeah.
2023, next year.
Sure.
Going to have a high draft pick, I believe. They're going to have a ton of cap space. And if Ryan Poles is as good as we hope he is, he will hit with that first pick, whether he trades back, whether he drafts a player there. And then he's going to spend intelligently and then get another good pick, hopefully not as high as the 2023 draft. And now you go, well, within a couple of years, he got it turned around and we're competitive again. Because right now, bad, bad, bad.
No question about it. But I will tell you from my standpoint as a Bears fan, Cap, that I feel good about the big picture for this football team. The big picture. The big picture, and if you're a Cubs fan, you know where I'm going with this. White Sox fans, it's a little different. Especially leading into the 2005 World Series because they came out of nowhere.
Correct.
I mean, that championship came out of nowhere. The pitching came together. Pasetnik was outstanding. The home run power was there. So that came out of nowhere. But the big picture for the White Sox was, okay, under Ventura and moving forward, we're going to rebuild this thing and be able to be a perennial playoff team. I think the Sox have been able, they've been able to accomplish that. The ultimate goal is win the World Series. For the Cubs, I think it's even more profound when you saw Theo Epstein come in. Theo Epstein levels the ball club. Shouldn't have paid Edwin Jackson, but he did anyway, right? That was 50 plus million. He probably shouldn't have done that. But ultimately, the prize was perennial winner, playoff contender, World Series champion. So you got that there. And same thing here with the Bears. The Bears, I think, are going to be in that same position where the big picture is, let's see who can play, see who can't. Let's see if we can have an identity offensively and then be in the mix in the playoffs. Be better than Minnesota. Be better than Detroit. Be able to match up against the Green Bay Packers at some point in this regime. That's what it comes down to. So the bigger picture for me is, okay, the development of Justin Fields, his weapons, who are the weapons going to be, identify who those are. Then from there, being able to have a defensive identity. I like that there's a hits principle, and I also like that there are players right now, especially in the secondary, that are young and developing. But this is what you get, Cap. You had talent. And you couldn't win with it. So what do? You go backwards, even though I hate tanking. You go backwards to move forward. That's what the Bears are doing right now.
Correct.
That's the big picture to me.
Completely agree with you. And at the end of the year, you have to know your roster better than anyone else knows your personnel. That's the goal. And that you look at your team and you go, that's not our quarterback. We can't win with him. Or that is our guy. There were some growing pains. We give him some talent. We can win with that dude. Okay, we're picking whatever it is. Fourth. I'll pick a random number. We could trade back.
Sure.
Get more picks. Somebody wants to come up and get, because we've got our guy. Heaven forbid you don't know at the end of the year. We're not sure. That's a problem.
Yeah, Poles was on this program, and I asked him directly, like, do you consider what you're doing a rebuild? He made some metaphor about trying to rehab a house, needs a fresh coat of paint, and, you know, be able to take care of the studs in the wall and just make sure the infrastructure's right. He's going to say that because he's not going to say, well, this team sucks, and I'm going to take it over and fix it. You know, he's not going to do that. But ultimately, I kind of cornered him into pretty much saying it is a rebuild. That's exactly what it is. In a rebuild, there are no playoffs. There are no Super Bowl championship aspirations when you're rebuilding.
Correct.
You're trying to go someplace. So I appreciate the bigger picture. Yes, we're going to break down every game because we got to find out who can play and who can't. But I understand the bigger picture. And so, Shay, let's open the phone lines at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Cap and I want to find out from you, how do you feel about the big picture for this Chicago Bears team? Yeah, the direction they're going. Yeah, the loss against Green Bay sucks. But what do you think about the bigger picture for the Bears? Is it sooner than we think? Or do you see the big picture for the future? Let's talk about how you envision where this team is going. 312-332-3776. We'll also hear from Matt Eberflus coming up as we move forward here on a Tuesday. It's the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show. Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago apps. Thanks so much for being with us here on this Tuesday morning. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is the telephone number. How good do you feel about the big picture for the Bears? Let's get your thoughts on that. We've got Hoodwinked, an opportunity for you to win a Lou Malnati's gift card. It's our way of saying thanks for listening to us every morning at 7 here on Chicago's Home for Sports. All right, let's go to the phone lines to talk to you. You heard our thoughts. Let's hear from you. Lee Allen is checking in first here on ESPN 1000 on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Lee Allen. Lee Allen, are you there? Lee Allen is not there. James and Gurney on ESPN 1000. Good morning, James.
Come on, Lee Allen, wake up. Is it Bears Friday yet?
No, it's not.
Not yet. Getting close.
Yeah, a few more days.
So, hey, Cap, you're right. I mean, let's all just take a seat back. There's a lot of things. I mean, we knew it coming into the game that, you know, it's all about development for me. I've seen some flashes. I mean, obviously, I told you yesterday that Gordon's getting worked, but this is how a young team learns. Having said that, and I'm 100% on board with both of you guys said. Having said that, when it comes down to Justin, at the time right now, he's not seeing the field because I can call out a few plays. I don't have the time that there, he didn't read the open man. Okay, so that's okay for now. But I figured this kid to be a little bit better. He's a smart kid. He's a talented. He's just not processing. It's all, he's like, it's taking too much with his footwork in year two. Hear me out. So I'm good with all that, but eventually that could be a problem. You know, week 11, 12, his kid's still holding on the ball for 87 and a half seconds. We might have an issue. So having said that, let's just focus on some of the positives and see if this squad, this coaching squad, can really develop talent. Having said that, I'm coaching this kid next week for the first split. They always seem like they do great adjustments at halftime. They're able to make adjustments, which is good. Go wide. Everybody, spread them out. Let's go. You're not going to win anything anyway, so you're going to learn by fire in some aspect. Let this kid play a little bit. So that's where I'm at. I love you guys, and tell me what you think.
James, as I said yesterday, when I'm watching the rest of the National Football League, like the two Monday night games, I'm watching the varsity. When I see us play offensively, when I see the Bears play, it feels like the JV. That's what it feels like. Oh, a sophomore game. Okay. Well, the varsity starts at 7:30. Sophomore's at 6. Let's take a look and see what the kids do. That's what it feels like to me. Right? Because everybody else is flourishing offensively. The numbers speak for themselves, Cap. It's not hyperbole. When you have numbers as putrid as they were against Green Bay, that's not the NFL. It's just not. And by the way, no monsoon excuse, right? No rain issue. You just couldn't move the ball because there wasn't time for Fields, or there was a timing issue between Fields and the receivers. It's what it is.
Again, look, Justin needs to be way, way better. And I'm going to watch the All-22, but the clips that are already out, tough. People who have already watched some of it in the league, he was horrific.
Sure. The whole offense was.
The whole offense was terrible, but he had a very rough game.
Southside, here's Mike on ESPN 1000 on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Mike.
Guys, good morning. I respect you guys, but with all due respect, the Bears could and should be 2-0. We get that touchdown against a desperate Green Bay team that was desperate not to go 0-2. We get that touchdown that they cheated us out of. There's 24-17. We got the momentum. I believe that game would have went to overtime, and the Bears would have won it. The Bears could be 2-0. We got Robert
Mike,
Quinn.
Mike, stop. You talk about no Come talent. On.
Let me finish. Robert Quinn is an all-star. The other defensive end, Robinson, already looks like an all-star.
He's playing well.
Eddie Jackson is an all-pro. Jalen Johnson is a potential All-Pro.
Hold on a second, Mike. We're having a conversation. You want to have a conversation, or you just want to take it over?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm actually backing up your point. If you allow me to, can I do that? They won't throw. Yes. That you're right about Jalen Johnson. They won't throw his way. Period. Next.
Okay. Right.
What's the next thing?
Okay. Eddie Jackson is already a one-time All-Pro. They're thinking Brister is a potential Palomalu. All of a sudden, you remember with Pittsburgh, and he's a freshman. So the Bears got talent, and the Bears and Justin is going to develop and develop and develop. The Bears could easily be 2-0. That's my biggest point.
Easily 2-0. They got the ever living H beaten out of them. Come on, we got to be more. Again, you fan how you want to fan. Mm-hmm. I love that you're optimistic. Just put the tape on. They got the crap beaten out of them by Green Bay up front. Destroyed. Dominated.
Yeah.
We ran the football well. Green Bay ran for over 200 yards.
Yes.
We ran the ball well. Hallelujah. Now the next step of that evolution is being able to do things in play action so you can make some plays down the field. But Justin missed a lot of open dudes. A lot.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. How do you feel about the big picture for the Bears? As we go back to the phone lines, there's Lee Allen with us on ESPN 1000. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm sorry about the your not being there, but I got to break this down.
Yes, sir.
What's the record of every team in the division?
1-1.
Mm-hmm.
Done. Question. Tevin Jenkins and that rotation should end. He kicked ass, Kaplan, and when you look at the All-22, you're going to feel really good because he's showing Kyle Long-level aggression and stickiness with his blocks and power. Mm-hmm. There were 3 uncalled holding plays that would have stalled Packer drives. You're going to see that. on one of those tosses. Roquan Smith was held, and the referee said nothing. How do you rush for 180 yards against a top-five NFL defense without talent on the offensive line or running back? And this is my fifth assessment. We are going to have one of the healthiest rosters at the back end of the season that may win us a game or two. I hope you guys stop being Trojan horse football evaluators. Thank you.
Hey, Lee Allen. Okay, he's already gone. Never mind. I don't know what he means by that. But, again, watching how Green Bay ran the ball, Green Bay did not take a lot of shots down the field. When they needed to, they were deep in their own end. Sammy Watkins had unfettered access, to quote my friend Tom Waddle, to the middle of the field. And what'd they pick up, 55, 60 yards? Mm-hmm. Our two young rookies, he blew by them. And that, Sammy Watkins got to be, what, 70 years old?
Yes, yes. But you notice that Aaron Rodgers went to, he said, you know what, these young guys are missing the football. Let me go to the veterans, right? The sure-handed Sammy Watkins. That's what he went to.
Correct.
And so, I mean, but you have to. And by the way, from Green Bay standpoint, and I know that the Bears fans don't want to hear this, but I say this for perspective, Green Bay was not happy about what they did offensively either in the passing game. They thought, you know, we could be a lot better with that. But again, the Bears' pressure did not allow Rodgers to just completely cook. He was able to throw it sidearm and do the things that Rodgers does. They're happy with the running game, of course. They ran over the Bears defensively. The Packers did.
They did.
But when you read the Packers stuff, they're like, yeah, you know what? We got a lot to improve on our passing game. And rightfully so. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Southside, here's James on ESPN 1000. Hey, James.
What's up, buddy?
What up?
You got it, man. You didn't have to tweet me this time to call to the show. So I'm taking my daughter to school. I'm listening to David Kaplan. I love you, bro, but, like, Green Bay was horrible. And the Bears are even worse. But I'm not saying that they have all the direct talent that they need. But the dude is right. The Bears literally could have. You take away the second quarter. I watched the entire game.
You can't,
and I rewind
though.
I know. But what I'm saying is, they did not. They beat the mess out of themselves. like, for sure, they beat the mess out of themselves. And Green Bay was horrible. They're going to have a bad season. And the Bears, I don't know. I know it's a rebuild. I know you got to see the proof on the field. You got to see who can play. I got all that. I'm not going to be sold on your boy Justin Fields just yet. And
you shouldn't be. I completely agree with you there.
I'm not sold on him. And it's not fire. It's fat. Can you tell him, Hoodie?
Fat.
It's fat. It's not fire. It's fat.
Say it, Cap. Fat.
Fat.
There you go. There you go.
Thank you.
That's a former basketball coach. he knows the lingo.
And by the way, and thanks for the call.
Fat.
The one guy who called in, I can't remember what his name was, who called in and said, Dominic Robinson, he's already like an all, he called him all rookie.
Mike from the South Side says that he thinks he's all, what did he say?
All star, which all-star is not a thing the NFL has technically,
yes.
But all star.
Yes.
Okay, let's just, can we pump the brakes slightly? How many tackles did he have on Sunday night in 21 snaps? He only played 21 snaps.
I don't think any.
Yeah, zero.
Yeah, I don't think any.
Zero.
Yeah.
So let's slow down on Dominic Robinson. He was a fourth or fifth round pick. He looks like he has a chance to be a good player.
Great story.
Yeah. He played 21 snaps, and he had zero tackles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's an evaluation.
He's a rookie. It's an evaluation period. My God.
But see what happens is
2-0.
See, here's what happens, Cap. You get yourself in the trick bag as a fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can out-dumb yourself sometimes as a fan. You go all the way in and say how great players are. Mm-hmm. And then you end up with a 5-win team, and then you want the coach and the general manager fired. Well, hang on a second. What about the player's development? I know it's 2022, you don't have time for that, but that's how teams are built. That's how businesses are built.
Correct.
You think that you erect a building and say, this is who we are, this is our mission statement, and all of a sudden you're going to have, you know, make millions and millions of dollars? No, it takes time. That's for any business, including sports, including
correct.
The Bears.
Correct.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. If you're on hold, you will be on the air. We see you on hold. We'll get to you and take more of your phone calls. What do you think about the big picture for the Bears? We're talking Bears on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Got to tell you about Soda Weight Loss, sodaweightloss.com. It's so easy because they lay out your plan and then you just execute. But there are going to be moments where you're like, man, that scone my wife just baked looks really good. My wife makes amazing cinnamon scones. There's going to be a moment where you're like, ah, everyone's going out. I'll just eat the fries and the wings and the this and that. And all of a sudden you're like, man, they teach you strategies so you can enjoy, be out with your friends, but it's not all about exactly what you're eating. It's following their plan, and then every week you talk to your nutritionist. I'll have my call today at noon with Tricia, and we talk about everything I did throughout the week. I weigh in. I send them through email a picture of the scale, and they're like, oh, very good. You're down this, or here's what you weigh. I am down 30 pounds, folks, because they have helped me conquer the battle to get, I want that last 10 off. I'm 30 down. 30. And you can do it too. SotaWeightLoss.com. S-O-T-A, state of the art. Say it with me now. SotaWeightLoss.com is state of the art.
On ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app, we got Shay, we got Charlie, we got you until 10 o'clock. Don't forget that ESPN Chicago app where you could find the odds couple with Carmen DeFalco and Mike North. You need some gambling tips, they get you set for the weekend. Odds couple available on the ESPN Chicago app.
Yep, love that show. Always, I'm sure Northy's out doing his walk out in the northwest suburbs. Carm's on his way in, ready to rock and roll. Can I just say something here?
Sidebar, may I approach?
Yes, brought to you by Ankin Law. 312-6 million for the great Howard Ankin.
Sign my ball.
We just had a caller who said if we could just get rid of the second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears went 3 and out on their 3 full possessions in the second quarter. Once when Fields was penalized at 3rd down for throwing a pass 2 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. The Bears' offense ran almost as many plays for negative yardage, 4, as it did for positive yardage, 5. Mix in 2 penalties. The sloppiness, as Dan Wiederer writes, was apparent. The Packers, meanwhile, crawled out of a 2nd and 28. Rodgers hit Romeo Doubs for 20 on a screen. 3rd and long dart to Randall Cobb. 2 plays later, they're dancing in the end zone. And then they went on an effortless 67-yard journey in which they never faced 3rd down and scored when Rodgers hit Alan Lazard on a 5-yard slant against a struggling rookie named Kyler Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
Awful.
Yep.
You can't get rid of the second quarter.
Right.
This, we should be 2-0. We got the ever-living H beaten out of us.
Yeah, that's the way once they used to do it. If you just check out the second quarter, if you just eliminate those 2 plays, we win the game. You can't eliminate the plays, coach. Right. Can't do that. Ugh.
Right.
By the way, during this time, we usually have Hoodwinked, brought to you by Lou Malnati's. But you guys have called in, and you've taken over the show. So, again, 312-332-3776. We asked, if you're just joining us this morning, how do you feel about the big picture for the Bears? And you guys are like, hey, we're going to tell you what we feel about the
every
big picture.
Every line.
Yeah.
The entire call screen board is bright yellow. Every line.
So
we take that, Danny.
So we'll hit. Well, you mean take that, Danny? Don't make you going after him. He's an innocent bystander. Let's go to the phone line to talk to you. We say hello to St. Joseph, Michigan. Listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Here's Lewis on ESPN 1000. Hey, Lewis.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I think everything starts with a quarterback, of course. And in my opinion, if you watch Justin Fields when he comes off the field, he doesn't sit down with the tablet or anything else. All the good and elite quarterbacks come off the field, they gather with the tablet and look at all the plays and stuff. All he does is go sit on the bench. He did that all last year.
Okay. Can I interrupt you for a second, Lewis?
Sure.
Do you watch the game on TV?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a special feed that the rest of us don't have where it's trained on him every second that he's on the sideline?
No, I don't. But
okay.
A lot of times when he comes off the field, they show him and he goes to sit down, but they don't ever see with him with the tablet or anything else going over the plays.
Okay. You get to see a minute snapshot of this young man on the sideline. You cannot say he does not study, because the one thing that I do hear from people up there, his work ethic is off the charts.
He could
first
just,
guy in the building, last guy out, and he does I saw him on the other day. We're watching the game. He's on the phone to the quarterback coach, Andrew Janoco, who's upstairs. He's talking to Getsy. You can't judge that I didn't see him with the tablet, so he's not studying hard. Stop.
Go ahead, Shay.
He could just be like Tom Brady, come out to the sideline, bounce the tablet off his offensive coordinator.
Could do that.
Don't worry about what he looks like on the sidelines. You should worry about what he looks like in the game. Telegenically, it does not matter what he looks like.
Correct.
I care about what he looks like between the lines running the offense.
Correct.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Listening on the ESPN Chicago app, here's at to find Austin and Davenport, Iowa on ESPN 1000. Hey, Austin.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Great talking to you again. Good morning.
Good morning. Appreciate you.
Yeah, you too. Hey, these first or last three callers that called in about we should be 2-0, I mean, there has to be some kind of reality from Bears fans that this is the way it's going to be. I mean, are we even on, if you compare to rebuild to where we're at on a football field, would you even say we're on the 20-yard line or 15-yard line?
I think we're like at the 10.
That's what I think, too.
Our 10, so right? What,
our 10.
Okay, just
not
just
going in.
Just checking.
Yeah. Buffalo's at the 10.
Okay, there, just checking.
Of the other team.
I'm going to take a shot at some of these previous callers. They think that we're on the 20-yard line of the opponent, which is not even close to what the reality is. You guys nailed up in the head when you opened the show. We're right where we need to be. Poles didn't reach with any of the money to spend on these guys in the offseason. We are where we need to be. And we need to figure out if Justin Fields is our guy. So, Bears fans, take a chill pill. This is what it's going to be. And moving forward, we'll figure it out and let Poles do his job. Love you guys. Have a great day.
Appreciate you. That's a very, again, you fan how you want to fan. I learned my lesson 5 years ago. You don't tell me how to fan. Okay. Mm-hmm. I got you. You fan how you want to fan. You want to believe it's a 10-11 win team? Have at it. But I thought that was a very lucid explanation of where we're at.
As promised, here's Matt Eberflus, the head coach for the Bears, talking about the level of concern about the passing game for Chicago.
You know, I think that it is a concern. We want to get better there. We want to improve. There's no question. We want to improve on a lot of part of our football team, other aspects of our football team, but that's one of them. You know, the touches, who are we looking at? You know, getting touches early, getting guys involved. All those things are being looked at as we're looking through the course of our whole football team. No, I think you got to highlight your skill. You know, you got to highlight your skill. You know, like we highlighted, Demo last night, you know, running the football. He's a good runner. We have good run blockers. We highlighted that last night, and that was a positive coming out of the game. You know, so in the passing game, let's highlight our skill. You know, let's feed the guys that have skill that can take a short throw and turn it into a big game. You know, that can go downtown, and we have a good deep ball thrower. So we should utilize that, too. And we're going to look at all aspects of that. Like I said, we got great coaches. They're going to work tirelessly to get that done this week.
Here's Jeremy in Indianapolis listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Hey, Jeremy.
Hi, how are you doing today?
What's up?
Nothing, just calling from Colts country down here in Indianapolis.
I hope you score more today than they did the last game.
You actually, not you, but your fan base actually thought you had a good team coming in. Like, we knew what we were walking into.
You know what? I thought so, too. I'm a QB my whole life. I'm a big Matt Ryan was underrated, didn't have the right tools around him. But just wanted to call, make a couple comments here quickly. So, again, played quarterback my whole life. One thing I noticed about Justin Fields is a pocket awareness. It seems like he is playing in his head too much instead of just going out there and playing, and he's thinking too much. There was a play in the second quarter where he steps up in the pocket, looks great, and then he comes out to the right and doesn't notice a guy right behind him, and that's where we fumbled and recovered it. The other thing I wanted to mention, too, you know, in the NFL, it's such a split second, and I really would love to see Justin carry out his ball fakes. If we're running the ball well and carrying out those ball fakes, it's naturally going to carry some of those linebackers for one split second to open up some of those receivers on those ball fakes. So those are my two comments. The other thing that I'd like to mention, too, is you could have a great run-blocking offensive line, but pass blocking is a whole different art. So I think everyone needs to keep that in mind.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the phone call. Colts fan, good luck against the Chiefs. That'll be your next opponent. A tie and then a loss.
Oh, boy.
0-3.
Oh,
doctor.
A blowout against Jacksonville.
0-2-1. Yeah, that's going to be a problem.
Brother.
Look, he's exactly right. What's the easiest thing to do with young offensive linemen?
Run block.
Yeah.
Let's go out and hit somebody. Pass blocking takes time, work, and then you're going up against Kenny Clark or Miles Garrett with Cleveland. Like, all these dudes are the best of the best. It is what it is. Kenny Clark got a $70 or $80 million deal for a reason, because he's a monster. A monster. I'm shocked. People are shocked that Mustafa, an undrafted free agent, who's okay, he's a good kid, he plays hard, that he can't handle Kenny Clark. Shocking. Kenny Clark's one of the best in the game.
Yeah, that's what talent looks like on the other side.
Yes.
When Clark's coming at you, that's what talent looks like.
Correct.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. We got Shot or No Shot coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll go around the National Football League with Albert Breer at 8:35. But your phone calls next. Your whole thoughts about the Bears as far as how do you feel about the big picture for this team? Cap'n Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10.
What you've done.
I feel like the Bears fan at Soldier Field is a little bit too refined, a little bit too mundane for me, Cap. You see Bills Mafia before their game? They do crazy-ish. A lot. I mean, so all of a sudden there's a table out and they put Bills fans through a table. Smash right through a table.
Yeah, they jump, some of them from the top of a camper, of the top of a station wagon, smash it. So Mina Kimes, did you see this?
Mm-hmm.
Mina Kimes agreed to do it. To jump and smash the table.
Yeah.
If she got 5,000, I think it was 5,000 retweets, mm-hmm. she got them like that. And management stepped in. The committee of no said, no, you're not doing that. Because if you get hurt, it's on us.
That's correct.
Not going to happen. So she had to cancel. Couldn't do it.
There was a guy that was just standing there, and I guess it's a ritual at Bills games, that just took a face full of mustard, if you'll pardon the expression. They just, I mean, can you imagine that, Cap? I mean, just taking a whole bunch of mustard. They were just, like he's standing there by himself. He's got a hot dog up, and he's getting sprayed with mustard.
And ketchup.
And ketchup all over his face.
And we call that in the porn industry a facial.
Oh, is that what? Yes. I see. Is that thing what they call it?
Yes. There's another more graphic term. But I'm afraid the long-haired boss of ours would come down here and go, you can't say that.
Yes.
So I'm not going to use that word, but it's unbelievable video.
Mm-hmm. Rhymes with Sasaki?
Yes.
I see. Okay. 312-332-3776, our phone number. I'm a winner. I got it. I'm a winner. In Bartlett, here's Patrick on ESPN 1000.
Closer of the Mariners.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
Woody, how you doing?
Good, Pat. How's everything? Hey,
good, man. Good. Hey, yesterday I had a chance to watch the game again. I had the day off, and I'm an old coach, so I sat there and I wrote down every single play.
Mm-hmm.
And first, I had two observations. One is Justin Fields was terrible, obviously, but I thought Roquan Smith had a terrible game also.
Agreed.
I don't think Justin Smith helps himself with his demeanor and his comments, so that's going to make it harder on him.
He's about Justin Fields,
he didn't have
right?
A lot, I'm sorry, Justin Fields. Yeah, he didn't have a lot of time to throw, and it's harder to learn that way. But my question to you guys, the experts, how did the Bears expect to win that football game with that game plan in the second half? How did they expect to score enough points against the clock, the game clock, with the plays they were running? I mean, I've heard play to our strengths, do what we do best, but running the ball down 17 points, 85 to 90% of the second half is not going to beat the Green Bay Packers.
Pat?
And I want to know what that game plan was all about, because that was just not going to win them the game.
Pat?
Were they looking for a moral victory?
Well, let's address it.
Okay, Pat. They were outmanned. They're out-talented at nearly every spot. Kenny Clark, I've said this 10 times, I'll say it 10 more. We kept hitting him. He had no time to throw. If you drop him back 35 or 40 times, do you know how ugly that game would have been?
Mm-hmm.
And you might have gotten the kid killed. It is what it is. They ran the clock down. They tried to shorten the game. They did a good job in run blocking. And they were not in position to throw.
Patrick, we appreciate the phone call. Let's squeeze in Alex. We're against the clock, but Alex has a good question on ESPN 1000 from Logan Square. Hey, Alex.
Hey, Cap, J-Hood. Love the show.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Just want to quickly talk about how if our progression can follow something similar to what's happening in Miami. Last year, no one was talking about Tua. This year, he has two great superstars. One was added through free agency, trading. One was added through the draft. That's what we have to do. Anything happening in the first 2 years, we have to consider as butter. Everything after that is going to be king. Maybe let's go.
Okay. Now, but here's the difference, right? What did you think of Tua before Hill got there, the wide receiver?
We had serious concerns. But all of a sudden, he's right. They improved their offensive line. Mm-hmm. They paid the price for Tyreek Hill. And all I know is that the other day, Tua had, what, 5 touchdowns?
Yeah.
6? Whatever he threw. Tyreek Hill is a man.
Yeah.
Watch last night. They paid the price in Philly. It was steep. A.J. Brown is a man. A stud.
But see, he's trying to make the parallel of Justin and Tua. The difference is Miami they have two wide receivers that are dangerous, Waddle and Tyreek Hill. Now Tua can be able to get back there and throw, and he's got a couple of weapons. Offensive line's holding up for him, and he threw 6 touchdowns against Baltimore.
Correct. They added that, I think, a left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
They got Tommy's kid in the draft. They got Tyreek Hill, Tommy Waddle's kid. Way, way, way more talented than his daddy, but they got him. Philly got A.J. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
They drafted Devontae Smith really high from Alabama. Oh, what did they do in Buffalo? Paid the price for Stephon Diggs. Again, keep going on. We don't have any of those guys yet.
Shot or no shot in 2 minutes on Cap and J-Hood.